welcome back to the Eagle Talk podcast. I'm Gianna.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Naomi. And today we have Yoshika and Elliot.
Yeah, we want to get the conversation flowing about spreading awareness and taking actions on how we can learn how to be more eco-friendly while shopping and how we can apply those tips. So we'll discuss our views on each matter and what we've noticed as perceptive learners and also what we have gathered through research.
Let's get into it. Can we talk about the importance of shopping sustainably? So it is important to be eco-friendly because businesses have a large impact on the planet because they use a large amounts of the Earth's resources. So it's important that they have sustainability in their sourcing, production, and distribution. It can also decrease energy consumption, and it can also benefit those businesses because it saves them money. And recycling and reusing their own products into turning them into new products also helps them, be more efficient with creating new products.
Yeah, you not only want to shop for eco-friendly products, but you also want to apply these tips for yourself in your personal life, what you do with your materials, whether you're donating it or you're reusing it, recycling it, upcycling it, anything like that. And sometimes these materials can be pretty cozy, but we'll get into it. So first, since the holiday season is coming up, we're going to discuss eco-friendly brands and some also gift ideas. So first, so one company is called Seventh Generation. This is a plant-based product, environmentally friendly, and they package recycled materials. Patagonia, which is a pretty popular I don't know if you guys heard of it, but it's also a pretty popular clothing store. And if you want to get something, a cozy jacket or any warm clothes for the winter season, then you should. That is a very good shopping choice because they have awarded $89 million to national and international grassroots environmental groups and sued the president in 2017. I don't know if that's important, but they also use raw materials and that are recycled and grown organically. So some key words we want to look at when we're shopping at for anything is we want to see if it's made from certain materials, like if it's cruelty-free, if it's recycled, then recycled, if it's organic. I know it sounds so... We see in movies a lot how it's so cheesy. Oh my gosh, it's vegan. But it's not a super complex concept. The point of it is it's just really a lot more safe for the environment and for yourself as well. So yeah.
But how do we truly know if they are eco-friendly? What it truly means to be eco-friendly is that not only does this company not harm the environment, it also strives to have a positive impact on the environment. Manufacturing and production also has to be environmentally responsible. So it's that extra detail. Not only are they not harming the environment, they also have to have a positive impact.
Yeah, that's a good point. A lot of these companies that we're going to be mentioning have goals on what they want to achieve with their, income, and also they're not only creating sustainable products, but they're also using their income towards a goal to create a better world. That sounds so cheesy, but yeah. Okay. More gift ideas. So I know, technology phones. If you're looking for a eco-friendly phone case company, Pila is a great one. It's the world's first 100% compostable phone case, which is pretty crazy. And you can honestly find anything. If you do the right research, you can find anything that any company that can be really good for the environment if you look at what Angela said, those key elements. PILA also prevents 1 billion pounds of plastic from being made in the next 5 years. So again, that's a goal. Other ones, this is a brand that I personally love, Love Beauty and Planet, which is a soap and personal care company. Their products smell so nice, and all of their bottles are 100% post-consumer recycled with conserves resources and reduces landfill waste. So pretty good. And now let's spill the tea. If you like tea, Numi Organic Teas are a great brand. They're also pretty popular. I can usually find them at Sprouts or any grocery store. It's an organic tea that's made from herbs and 100% real fruit. It's also ethically sourced. Ethically sourced is also an important element that you should be looking at. Just like how you look at a food label, you also want to look for if it's cruelty-free, vegan, ethically sourced, and recycled.
We already talked about Seventh Generation, but we buy from that brand, and their products are really good. They like smell so nice, like the I don't know what it's called, but their cleaning products smell so good, and they're made from all natural materials. And Sprouts, we also go to Sprouts often. They are eco-friendly, and yes, they are really, I guess, passionate for caring for the earth. So it's one of my places to go for grocery shopping.
Yeah. One shopping tip that we'll talk about later is you want to go to places that are going to make it easy for you to make good decisions. So if it's some places that they don't really give you a choice, they just hand a plastic bag, but you have to be strong and either say no, or it's a lot easier just to go to places that provide those options. Like Sprouts, I think people are gonna be like, oh, but it's for vegans. And I hate the negative connotations. It just gives a lot more options for you, especially if you wanna strive to be more caring and more perceptive about the products you buy. Technology has been a great asset because it uses less paper and single-use items like notebooks. Especially as a student, I love my computer. It's my everything. And if you have a pet, Westpaw, the next thing we want to discuss is clothing a little bit more. I know we already talked about Patagonia, but you know, a lot of us like clothes. And we're also going to give some tips and yeah, let's get into it.
So some ingredients that you could look for in clothing could be silk, since it breaks down naturally. Next, we have linen. And hemp. Hemp is actually a plant that some companies or clothing brands have made into like clothes. So it's also made with less fertilizer, which can be good for us as well. The next one is bamboo, but some bamboo requires chemicals to break it down and to fully make it into comfortable clothing that you could wear. So bamboo is maybe not the best, but could be a really good option. Next, we have organic wool.
Yeah, also like alpaca too. And one thing I just want to discuss, because since alpaca wool and wool are both come from animals, there's a difference between coming from animals and it being cruelty free than it being not cruelty free and them being slaughtered. And so these, you also want to make sure, that's why when you're looking at these materials and looking at your little nutrition log thing, you also want to make sure it's cruelty-free and that the animals haven't been slaughtered, killed for these materials. And that happens a lot with clothing, and especially factories that are kind of more in it for the wealth.
But I don't know a lot about this topic. I really don't, but I do know a little bit about reusing clothing. And I'm pretty sure everyone has heard of like Goodwill or something, but I just want to stress it a little bit more, how useful Goodwill actually is and that we shouldn't take it for granted. Because if we donate clothes to any store that like reuses them, not just Goodwill, but if we donate clothes to stores, we'll not only be giving people in need things that they can use, but we can also be reusing clothes and using less materials from the earth. So it's literally a win. It's a win-win, and by that I mean it's two wins in one thing. You just donate clothes that you can't use anymore. And then number one, other people who really need them can use it. And two, it also, you don't have to use as many materials. And
I know, and thrift stores can also be very fun. It's like, in a sense, a lot of people, germaphobes are like, oh, but other people wore it. Do you really want to wear someone that, okay, but think about who wore it. What if you could literally be wearing Brad Pitt's sneakers. Oh my gosh. So yeah, thrift stores, pretty awesome if I say. I mean, like, what if you're wearing the Odd Ones Out t-shirt? Oh. Ah, okay. And you also want to reuse your clothing as much as possible. You shouldn't just throw it out because it's out of season, or even if you don't fit it, you can still pass it down, or you can, one great thing is to upcycle and reuse that material for something new. As artists, a lot of us upcycle our art, upcycle canvases and make it into something new. And so that's also a great option you can do. And some companies that you can buy from, although you should be limiting your buying if you don't need it. Like, if you don't need it, don't get it. It's an easy concept. I know it's easier said than done, but we should still strive for it and be a little bit more mindful about that. And so some companies we'll mention have also used recycled clothing and plant-based materials. But like I said, you can also recycle your clothing just as an individual by maybe sewing it into something new or painting on it into something new, using the fabric to make something cool. Yeah, you know, talk about is like kind of smaller businesses that you should be supporting, because it can be some great, and these are specifically derived towards clothing. So one brand is Kind of Grace, and this is a worldwide, and they have done a worldwide host for Fund for Nature. They're also Wildfire Conservation Society, and they also ethically source. So it's very important to ethically source your material. Other brands, we're gonna quickly go over this because we've done this, so talk. Other companies include Noise, Everlane, Tribe Alive, Allbirds. Oh, Allbirds. If you're specifically looking for shoes, Allbirds are a great footwear, because their shoes are made out of organic wool, trees, and even sugarcane, guys. Oh my gosh, sugarcane, you can eat them, JK, but yeah. Reformation, oh, Toms, gotta get some good Toms. That's another shoe brand that's eco-friendly. Wearpact, CN, Alternative Apparel, Threads for Thought, People Tree, and so many others. There's so many small brands that small businesses that can really that have advocated for the environment. So you can do your own I encourage you to do your own research as well. So now we're going to go more into alternatives and what you can do to shift your lifestyle from what you usually would get from these like very high class top brands.
Well, as you said, Allbirds is a footwear brand made of, like, they make shoes because it's footwear. The next one could be reusable organic cotton dish towels. They're actually much better than using paper towels because, first of all, paper is made out of trees, and we're harming trees for paper and many more things. Cotton dish towels are reusable, and you can clean them, and then bam, good as new. So using 100% organic cotton towels are a great substitute to paper towels. So if you can, try replacing them, and also try getting a lot more, I mean, not a lot more, but some more, like probably 5 around your house. So you could slowly get rid of using paper towels. Another one is reusable grocery bags. So when you're going grocery shopping or going to the mall or something like that, try getting your own bags. I don't know, some bags that you can reuse, because most stores give either plastic bags or paper bags. Plastic can harm the ocean, going into the ocean, harming animals. So that's why getting reusable grocery bags are just so, like, so much more useful. And fun fact, each year we use 500 billion to 1 trillion plastic bags each year. Just think about 10 years. 10 years we would make like 10 trillion, almost 10 trillion plastic bags, which is harming the environment, it's harming ourselves. And if you look in front in like 10 years, where would we be? We would probably be in a world covered with plastic bags.
And especially just touching base on COVID too, because of COVID, it's kind of been more, like we said, you want to go places that are going to make it easy for you to have those options. With COVID, it's kind of difficult because, of course, you don't want to, I guess, you don't want to spread it. So a lot of grocery stores don't let you bring reusable bags. And so that's very hard. But however, one thing that I've done, is, I know it sounds, I guess some people say, oh, that's so weird, but it's not just, and it's kind of going the extra mile, but you can, what I did is I went to Sprouts and I just went grocery shopping, and my mom and I, we didn't ask for bags. Instead, we just took our bags to our trunk of our car, of her car, not mine, and then we just bagged it there. It didn't really take that much time, and we used less plastic. Also, but if you can't do that, another tip is when you go grocery shopping, instead of just throwing out those plastic or paper bags, you want to probably opt for paper, but you can actually just reuse those for a different use. Just pretend like they're reusable if you must use single-use bags.
I want to add on to that topic, but we also go grocery shopping at Sprouts. And before COVID, we used to take our own plastic bags, like the ones that you get from the store, like your own. And they actually will discount you. I don't know how much, but they discount your purchase if you take your own bags.
Wow, that's a steal right there.
So yeah, if you really want to, like, you can really help out and you get a discount, because some stores have more pricier food than others. So taking your own bags can discount some food, because I only think Sprouts does that, because that's like where we only shop, but I'm not sure if other places do that. But if you shop at Sprouts, then you can get some cash back.
Yeah, Sprouts, you gotta hype Sprouts up. I love all the food choices too, because it's also ethically sourced, and so it gives a lot of options. Thing you want to do is like rechargeable batteries. Like, because since we use a lot of power, we want to start saving electricity more. I definitely need to work on this, because sometimes I'm oblivious and I leave lights on. Don't kill me. But I know, I really need to work on it. So rechargeable batteries, gift idea.
Normal batteries that don't recharge are like a bit more pricier than the ones that you can recharge. Another way to save money is buying rechargeable ones instead of normal ones, because normal ones are going to cost you more than the ones that are rechargeable.
So I want to talk about fast fashion. So fast fashion is, I guess, companies that produce items, well, fashion clothes, at such a low cost. And fast fashion is one of the worst things for the environment. Some brands, I'm gonna call out some brands that are fast fashion, is Shein, Zaful, Zara, H&M, so many common brands. Fast fashion is so bad to the environment because they pollute a lot using really toxic dyes, and they're the second most polluting industry on Earth, just right behind oil. It's fast fashion is horrible. So based on the brands that we recommended, I suggest that you shop from the.
Wow, that was a good point, Angela. And that's the reason why we kind of mentioned a lot of small businesses just there, because sometimes eco-friendly brands can be a little bit more expensive. And so another way to kind of dodge that bullet is either look at more small businesses too. Also, one of the best gifts ever, reusable water bottles. Stay hydrated, guys. Drink your water. And please, I don't understand plastic water bottles. First of all, they taste like plastic. They're not really, they're single use. And it just creates a lot of trash in your home. It's just, and a reusable water bottle, you can keep on reusing it. And yeah, it's awesome. Same with a shower head. If you want to get a new shower head to up your shower game, because, you know, you can get a shower head that uses 70 to 75% less water than what you have. Pretty cool. That's something I learned. Sorry, my pen just dropped. Also, biodegradable trash bags. That's another word you want to look out for, biodegradable. Ooh, I also saw biodegradable wrapping paper too. And so you can also look out for that. And it's there, it's just, there's a lot of like Angela said, fast fashion brands and companies that are kind of just taking up too much space. And so yeah, you can always look for more brands. Also, there's also, these are just some random little gadgets that I found while researching, is there's a ballpoint pens made out of recycled water bottles too. And then reusable notebooks. I saw this reusable notebook on Amazon. It's so cool because as a student, we use a lot of paper, and sometimes you don't want to, but you know, maybe you're in a math class and they ask you to have a notebook. You can get a reusable notebook that has like 45 pages. However, you probably just need one because you can basically do your notes, then scan it through your phone and insert it into some sort of engine like Google Drive or something to keep your notes in, and then you can erase it and reuse that page. It's pretty awesome. Also, shower timers. I think I also got this from Mr. Bay because he said this one time that he uses a bucket to kind of hold the water, and then he uses plant. So that's also a great tip. But anyways, solar panel chargers, oh, so cool. Gift ideas. If you want to get more jewelry, something more fancy smancy, you can go to Bruna, get a reusable notebook, as I said, stainless steel water bottle, backpack, a plant. Plant's always nice. Oh, and just, I know we don't like talking about COVID, but cruelty-free masks that are made out of cloth and fabric. I kind of want to emphasize on having reusable masks, because although paper masks, they're single use, and so I think it's good to just have one really good reusable mask.
Also, I want to add that fabric masks are so much more comfortable.
Yeah, would you rather have paper on your face or a cozy blanket?
Most fabric masks, sorry to interrupt, but most fabric masks actually have more better coverage than the paper one. That you can buy organic soaps from like organic companies, because most of these normal companies that you see, like Dove and like whatever, L'Oreal, they use toxic chemicals to make the soaps through machines. So if you buy like small company organic soaps, they actually are more helpful because they're organic ingredients and they put less toxins into the environment, so less pollution.
Yeah, so Dr. Bronner's Love Beauty and Planet, because do we really want chemicals on our hands? No, we want bottles that are 100% post-consumer recycled and made from fresh plants or fruits.
To add on, most of the organic ones, they smell better. They don't have like just one smell. They have orange smell, cherry blossom, lavender. They have really good smells, and they're wrapped really nicely. You can also give us gifts.
Yeah, gift idea. Okay, now another topic we want to talk about, since we are artists, upcycling art is a great way to reuse your materials, and they can also become a great gift. I know I'm painting on an old cardboard scrap that was used for something down the line, and I'm kind of painting a picture of my mom and her twin sister, and so that my Tita, and so that can also be a great gift. Or I've seen a lot of people on Instagram, some people don't like social media, but Instagram can have a lot of inspirational art inspo. A lot of people paint on their jeans, old jeans that are kind of worn out, and they I see a lot of people painting on bags or clothing that's quote out of season, out of style, no one really wants, to make it kind of new and their own, customizable. I think honestly these gifts are the best.
Mariah Elizabeth, she repaints jeans, old shoes. So I'm not saying that you should do it, but for fun and also to help the environment, you can do this as well. And it's going to save you money. You don't have to keep on buying batteries. You don't have to keep on buying clothing. You can just reuse it. And like Gianna said, using a cardboard box and painting it into something new, that's a really good version of upcycling, about making a thing out of lollipop wrappers like this. And you could continue it, so you're having a passion and helping the world.
Because I know I have a lot of pointe shoes that are like beaten up. If you paint on them and decorate them with a little bit of jewels and things you have lying around the house and hang them up, it like makes them look really pretty, and it's a good decoration, and you're upcycling your old pointe shoes.
But anyways, we're gonna go to our last point that we kind of want to touch base on, which is just shopping tips in general and how to kind of work with COVID. So first, buying local products is probably the best way to go, because there's less shipment overall. So you always want to kind of get stuff that are kind of nearby, so that way there's less shipment that's and less transportation, because as we know from our last few podcasts, transportation is a major contributor to our climate crisis, because it uses a lot of gas. And also buying food in season. This one was kind of shocker to me, because I guess it never just clicked, is that when you buy food out of season, it has to be transported from a different part of the world. This is really hard for me, because I really love mangoes and I eat them like all year. Also, other one is buy used products. I know, like we said, ew, but what if someone wore it? But who wore it? What if it's a celebrity, guys? What if it's someone? Oh my gosh, that it's a mystery. That's the best part. But yeah, seriousness, you want to cut down on new products being sold and kind of just keep on reusing the ones that have been made.
I would like to add on to that. You can also buy organic teas from like small companies. Like I have like a fruit stand, vegetable stand, that's all organic, and they have teas there that are 100% organic, because the teas that you buy at stores, they have chemicals that are put in them to dry them and all kinds of things. So if you buy organic teas, it will lower the amount of chemicals and they taste better and they're healthier for your body.
Yes. And like I said, Numi's Teas is a great brand that is usually in stores. I usually see it all the time, and it's organic as well. Look for organic keyword vocabulary. Okay, also, like we said, reusable shopping bags. We're not going to talk about this again, but recycled packaging as well, especially if you're buying online. Like we said, shop at places. We've been saying this a lot. It's been a common notion, is shop at places that make it easy for you to have options, be eco-friendly. For example, Sprouts. And then shop less frequently. Really, just stop shopping. All the shopaholics out there, although it's cute, and I'm somewhat guilty of this because I get things solely on because they're cute, but we just need to be more mindful. And Angela's like cringing right now because that's totally her. We need to be more mindful and don't get things unless you need it. Reuse single-use items, like we said. So if you're getting something from DoorDash, especially since because of COVID, we can't really go out. And if you want to get something pleasure like boba tea, and it comes in a plastic bag or plastic holder, you can reuse it.
I'd like to add on that. Like when you go to the grocery store and there's, you know how you have to put like foods in plastic bags to buy them, like vegetables especially, you can just put them all in one bag, in one plastic bag, and tell them that these are like how many vegetables that you've had, and they don't mind it at all. I know Sprouts doesn't, I'm not sure about other grocery stores, but you can just tell them that, oh, I have this many, whatever, apple, this much zucchini, and you can just tell them and they'll be happy to just put, have you just use one bag.
Yeah, I don't get this point of doing two bags in it for like one burrito. It's like, oh my gosh, that's like two bags for something you probably just could have held with your own hands. And just one other thing that in terms of buying, don't shop impulsively. And although it may sometimes be time consuming to check, oh, is it cruelty free or is it, but do your best, and it can help you in the long run to not make impulsive decisions that contribute to the problem.
And the quickest way to check if something is eco-friendly is by looking at the certification of the company. So I guess that could save you some time.
Yeah, also in terms of electronics, since technology is where our future's headed, you can even when you have an old phone and it's been cracked, it's been broken, instead of throwing it out, that's a common thing, you can even recycle it. Just like everything else, you can recycle. Everything can be recycled. Well, not everything, but most things can be recycled, and even your electronics. You can take it to electronic retailers, cell phone providers, and municipalities. Sorry.
Also, onto electronics, you can buy Energy Star electronics. Those help save energy, which also saves the environment. So you can do that, just going the extra mile. But, and also to look for cruelty-free, there should be like a bunny with like heart-shaped ears. That's like how, like if you see that, you know it's cruelty-free.
Yeah, and so for our last note of this podcast, when you're going shopping for anything, you always want to look for if it's vegan, cruelty-free, recycled, ethically sourced, all natural, low impact, and locally sourced as well. All of these can help you become a better shopper and be more eco-friendly, especially for the holidays when you're looking at gifts. That's one big takeaway that you should have to just, it's just a skill, not even a skill, just something in action you can do on an everyday basis. Hopefully you're not shopping every day, but that you can apply. And this will overall help the environment. So thank you for listening to this Eco Talk podcast. Get in, we're going shopping.